Focusing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
It's time for some finfo, if you ask me, and I want to talk about finfo. Information that's fun, and where else could we get a better mix of finfo than talking about something that we use on a salad all the time, vinegar. I want to talk about vinegar, and you know, as naturopathic doctors, we always say our tenets are very important. I use them every day in my life, in my practice, you name it, but prevention is the cure. So could vinegar actually be playing a role, not only in our salad dressing, but in preventing deaths every year?
The study out of India is staggering. The study out of India came out saying, and it was a 15-year, 150,000 women study. Of course, that's probably a small square block in India. But a 150,000 women study found that swabbing vinegar on a cervix, which is a very common, you know, practice in India, will diagnose cervical cancer, to the point where they documented over this 15 years that they decreased the death from cervical cancer by 31%.
No, wait, did I just hear you say diagnose cervical cancer?
It will, yes, it is about diagnosing the cervical cancer. They have not talked about it actually being a treatment, and I do think they are using it as a treatment there, actually. We use a variety of, escharotic is what the term is in naturopathy, variety of different treatments of botanicals and other things on the cervix in order to get rid of cervical cancer, or when they have those borderline cells, in order to modify those. But the report talked about that even in conventional systems, that it cut the cervical death rate by 31% by having early diagnosis.
Is that
what you saw as well?
That is completely interesting to me. So let's back up, because I want the listeners to really understand what the heck we're talking about. I got off to a stumbling slow start there, because I was pretty amazed with this study. So if you put your hand together in a fist, okay? So if you're just put your hand together in a fist, and then where your thumb and your first finger meet, that could be somewhat of a symbol, all right, or a mock of a cervix. This your fist, for the most part, mm-hmm. I think would be the whole uterus. Okay, so the cervix is the very tip of the uterus. So you can't see it. You wouldn't know it unless you were a doctor, like Dr. Weiss and myself, where you do use a speculum and you get in there and, you know, everybody has a pap smear. That's what they're testing. They are taking cells around the cervix. Now, the cervix actually reached celebrity status way back when the very first estrogen replacement therapy, yes, it wasn't hormone replacement therapy. It started out to be estrogen replacement therapy because it basically, the first diethylstilbestrol, DES, do you remember that? That was the very first commercial hormone drug, and we had a lot of problems with, remember DES babies? Yeah, it's the first drug known that it could cause cancer in a woman who took it, in her offspring, her son, her daughter could be affected. So DES went on to be, the next step was estrogen therapy. And in fact, there was a book called Feminine Forever that basically said, and this was written by a New York gynecologist, his name was Robert Wilson. He said that if women did not take estrogen drugs at menopause, they will die prematurely unattractive hags. That's in his book. It's a quote in his book called Feminine Forever. So I'm getting to my point here about cervix, because what cervix is and how they reach celebrity status and why we need to take care of them really, really well. So this, what happened is that, you know, these estrogen drugs started to be, I don't think that they were medicine. I think it was the pharmaceutical company doing a really good job at finding a market, right? Because if you are lucky enough to live long enough, it's a natural phase of a woman's life. You're going to go through it. And so that's a huge market, right? Let's seduce these women and say that they're sick and they're going to die prematurely unattractive hags. So estrogen therapy came on board, but guess what? In about 1970, 1973, the rate of cervical cancer skyrocketed. And what we understood is that when you give unopposed estrogen, meaning where's the progesterone? Hey, Mother Nature is always brilliant. There's always things in balance. No progesterone, unopposed estrogen, the cells of the cervix started to get proliferated and turn into cancer. And so this is extremely important. Now we also have viruses like the human papillomavirus, HPV, that are starting to affect those cells. So vinegar, and this study, where will you name the study? Because I think it's really important. I want people to be able to actually look it up if they're interested. This is something that could be utilized to treat, question mark around that perhaps, but also to, as you said, diagnose.
Yeah, it's something that right now the studies are only doing, are only talking about diagnostics of it. But you know, to add to that, when the cervical cancer started to spike, naturopathic medicine answered with something called escharotic treatments, where versus surgically removing the cervix and then hoping chemo radiation gets the rest, if it was early enough, they were painting the cervix with things like vitamin A and there are certain botanicals out there to get rid of the virus or get rid of some of the underlying causes. And we've been very successful at it, but we still, to diagnose, have to take a chunk of cervix out. And then in order to prove it's safe, again, we have to take a chunk of cervix out. In India, again, they've been just painting vinegar on, seeing if the cancer cells will glow white. And as they glow white, that's the diagnosis. You're positive and they can go right in. Think about it this way, Holly. If we apply this to America, now what can we do in America with this? And I'm going to track down a study for you in a second. But in America, instead of just doing a pap smear and saying, okay, that's it, wait, come back in 2 weeks, what we can do is we could paint vinegar on, diagnose them there, the reliability is there, the data is there, the research is there, and then start treatment immediately. Whether it would be then, if it glowed positive, a doctor who is experienced in these escharotic treatments of the cervix could start and do the first therapy right that day versus right. This constant diagnosing. And then versus, because you can't take chunks of cervix out every day and send them for biopsy. What you could do is you could follow up that every time you do one of these escharotic treatments, you could paint on and see if it's getting better or getting worse. You can real-time, cancer doesn't have real-time diagnosis like a heart attack does. You sort of take a chunk and you send it out and you see what a bunch of folks looking at it think. Any kind of real-time diagnosis for cancer saves lives. And when they looked at the amount of deaths it could prevent worldwide, over 73,000 deaths per year. But what I'm frustrated, Holly, because I'm telling you, America, we're going to be too arrogant to do something simple. Right?
Well, hopefully not. I mean, I think that if we make a good argument and play nicely with people, because I think people like that, and I don't know, be strategic about it, we could start promoting some of these things that are so incredibly full of common sense, and also they're empowering and save lives. But what don't they do? And I see it doesn't really matter the study. This is basically a report, and I've seen it before. It was from the Wall Street Journal. Pretty credible source there. So, So what is it not going to do if we use vinegar, which is, I don't use vinegar myself because I'm a type O and I do follow the blood type diet. We're going to talk all about that perhaps on another segment. But so 3.69 a bottle, is it, or less? And so it doesn't make money. It's not going to make money.
In quick quotes here, National Cancer Institute. Yeah, it was reported Yahoo, National Cancer Institute. This news, by the way, broke in Chicago. That's amazing. That's remarkable. It's a very exciting result. Dr. Ted Trimble of National Cancer Institute. We need to get this into our women's medicine right now.
Wow. So amazing and remarkable. It's how we stay well, just like we're going to help you do here on RadioMD.com. Vinegar to help diagnose and prevent cervical cancer.